Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. The boys are back, better than ever. You got an Ohio State goalie shirt from Michael here this morning.
Just a sweatshirt. It's a hockey style
Looks
sweatshirt,
like a
really.
hockey jersey.
Yeah.
It is a hockey style. I wore this to the Natty, actually. This is the Natty worn hoodie. It's a great
You
hoodie.
did.
Comfortable. I
You
tell you what,
did.
hockey jerseys are very, very aesthetically pleasing. One
Yeah,
more
they're nice.
aesthetically pleasing. They are nice. It's just like they're a little big. I don't own any actual hockey jerseys, but that's soon to change once I declare my allegiance to a particular squad. Still
I
go. I
used
have a
to.
couple.
I used to. We had Joey D's got a few
Joe knows one
jerseys.
of them. Guy knows a thing or two about jerseys.
He does. I haven't worn. I used to wear jerseys all the time. I haven't worn a jersey in a long, long time.
Yeah,
I
I
don't know
used to have
why.
jersey, and you used to have a huge collection of like basketball shoes. Like Bob would wear like the
Yeah.
Durants or like the LeBrons. Like he's got them now in his basement in like this stacked up, like almost, I don't even know how to, it's like almost like they're on display.
Yeah,
Yeah,
my
but I mean,
mom.
like
Go
that's, I mean,
ahead.
but that's a normal thing though.
Yeah, I mean,
That's a normal thing.
I had my phase in it for sure, and then it kind of weaned. I wore a Ed Reed and a Ray Lewis Miami Hurricane jersey every single year from first grade to eighth grade. I would just buy a new one for the yearbook photos every single year.
I do think that like the one jersey that's always acceptable. Now I'm trying to think if I didn't wear a jersey like to the last couple games I've been to. So I haven't worn a jersey actually. I have a lot, but I haven't worn one in a long time, like
You were
to a
just
game or something.
oh
I'll wear one in the house for like game day,
oh okay. I thought you
but
meant
like
to.
I haven't worn one to a game. But I will say this, the most acceptable jersey I feel like, and the biggest flex or swag, whatever you want to call it, whatever the kids call it these days, is when you go to a professional game and you wear a college throwback of like a legendary player. So if you go to like a Ravens game and you wear like an Ed Reed Miami jersey or a Ray, like that's a big time, like that's a ball
Yeah.
knower play. That's a ball
Yeah.
knower play. I like that play a lot.
It's
I disagree. I think actually think it's
kinda
less hardo than wearing like
hard
a jersey of a current player. I really do. I think it's
Yeah, you
less
do.
hard than
Really?
what. Yeah, I do. I really do. I
I
think
feel
it's.
like that's standard that most people just wear
Yeah,
the
right.
jersey
Like
of
you're
the
just like every. Yeah, this is a little like it's a deep cut. You know what
I
I
will
mean?
say
I
the
don't
thing
know.
with the hockey jerseys, and you said it, Mikey, they are big, dude. Those
They're
hockey
big.
jerseys are
But I
fucking
mean, it actually
big.
is like good for me because like
Yeah.
obviously like it kind of fits me a little bit. You know, like it's.
Big guy. You
Yeah.
know the
I'm
best jerseys,
happy.
Michael.
We're
The best
recording on
jerseys.
Mother's Day, by the way. Happy Mother's
Happy
Day to
Mother's Day to all
all
the
the mothers
mothers
out
out
there.
there. Correct,
How's
correct.
Holly today?
My wife was real happy about this. You know, Mother's Day morning. Let's do a podcast. You
Well,
know,
but in fairness, Mike, we would have done this Saturday too. I mean,
I said. Well, I didn't. I
you
said it.
couldn't do it
I could only
Saturday.
do it night or evening. And
Yeah.
then yeah, that's I yeah, that's
My
fair.
back's broken, dude. I
Oh,
am.
did
You're
you
looking
schedule
at
an
a
appointment
guy.
with the
He
chiropractor?
didn't have anything available till next
Well,
week.
when
He
you're
wants me
dealing
to
when
get
you're working on
on.
Justin Thomas, Bob, you know, he's
I Joe sent me the Joe
not.
sent me the number, and he just put under the number Justin Thomas's chiropractor. And I knew he was gonna have to mention something about it being
Guy
Justin
is
Thomas.
top notch, man. Look at
Yeah.
this guy, Michael, right here.
Do we have to see what
I
he
gotta see a
looks
picture of
like?
the doctor. He's top
Why?
notch, man.
Why do
Because
I
the
have to
guy
see a
is as
picture
good as
of
it
him though?
gets. Yeah, but why do I need to see a
Yeah, I
picture
don't
of him?
think
Just
we need to see
is
a
there gonna be
picture of him,
something like
baby.
is
Look
he
at
better
this
be?
guy.
I
Yeah, I
mean, that
mean,
guy could be any guy USA, man. That guy
yeah.
looks like the
Oh,
guy.
come on. That guy looks like he's got golden hands. He could fix whatever you got
You
going on in
know
your back,
that guy
Michael.
looks like when you walk around like HomeGoods or TJ Maxx or one of these like Target and they have like the picture frames and you buy the picture
Yeah.
frame, he's the guy that's the picture in there. Like he's like
Yeah.
the stock photo guy. That's what
Look,
he looks like.
I bet he's
Probably a great
good.
chiropractor. I'm not questioning his skills,
Bro,
but
I'm
I
telling
am
you, man.
concerned. Bob's, I mean, we got a lot of back injuries. Who would have thought that my back is in the best shape of the three of us 2 years forward? That concerns me.
Thirty
I don't know if it's the
two.
best shape. I don't
Yeah,
know, Joe. I'm
You had
sure
to go to the hospital for it,
that was
Michael.
2 years ago, Joe. I haven't, knock on wood, I've been doing very well since then.
Look, man, I used to always laugh at that story of Ticket when he was in a wool onesie during COVID and he had like wood stairs and he took a spill and his back hasn't been the same. I always laughed at that story and man, it came back and bit me in the ass. I will never, never take a back injury for granted. It's the worst. It is literally the worst. It shuts down your entire operation. It's the worst. And then what happens is, even that road told me that this is probably going to happen. You get it hurt the first day. You think the second day it's going to be better, but when you sleep on it, it
It's
makes
worse.
it's worse. You wake
Oh,
up worse.
God. You wake up in pain.
I thought I was making some good ground, and then I wake up this morning and it's fucking killing me.
Bob
And
was
what did you
telling me,
do?
he was telling me about how he was like the worst part was laying
Despicable.
in bed.
Oh,
And
yeah.
like, if you know you have a lower back problem, if flipping over side to side and you get that sharp, that's tough for you. That used to be me. I'm
It's a
telling you, that was
spasm.
me. You got to do the stretching, man. And I told
I
him, I said, it's
know.
the worst thing in the world. It's the most
You know,
annoying
he
thing in the
gave me a
world, but
little ball, a little
yeah.
like almost looks like
Lacrosse
a,
ball?
yeah. And
Yeah.
you put it up
Yeah.
against the wall and
Yep.
you
Yep.
roll it.
You roll
And
the
what it
knot
does,
out.
it helps roll out the spasm, Bob.
Yeah, I would try. I've been doing sauna, cold plunge, the Theragun, putting butt everything possible on
Theraguns
it.
don't do much.
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
It's a
Yeah, it's
nice
just
mug there, Joe. I like that mug.
God, show me your mug
That's a
Saturday.
nice mug,
Show
man.
me.
That is
I
some heavy glassware there.
like
Look at
when it
that.
has like the
The
little things
beveled.
on it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
Me
it
too.
feels
That's
nice
a
on the
nice
old
looking mug.
fingers. Yeah.
Send it in next time as a submission. We'll see. Maybe
Show
we'll
me
post
your
it.
mug.
Let's
Show me your mug
see.
Saturday. Mikey, you haven't, I mean, you haven't really talked about the show you got going, kind of man on the street style. It's almost like Bob does sports-esque from the beginning.
The high stakes hot takes.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't
Yeah,
pumped
just a
it.
little
Took off
something.
with
That crazy guy from Billy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he was funny. He was funny, but then he got a little. He kept going. He went a
Which
little
one are
too
you talking
long.
about? The guy with the mustache, like the younger guy?
The guy,
Ryan?
no, the guy, yeah, the guy like talked about the younger generation on how much the younger generation sucks or whatever.
At the Phillies game.
He was good, but then he's overstayed his welcome, I felt like.
Well, no, he was just completely blackout. And like we brought in like
Yeah.
so we brought in like the guy that dresses up as the Philly fanatic, like he was like a predetermined, like we were gonna interview him. We knew that it was arranged. The guy you're talking about, Bob, his name's Ryan. He was a total just walked by and we were like, I gotta interview this guy. And
Hammer
we
the
did,
sideshow.
and he was so out of his mind. Now here's a guy with four kids, works on the docks in Philly, has no social media, and he's our age. I respect that. Now, they post that video. The video does well. And I see in the comments somebody ats his wife and says, look at your husband. And then I see the wife comment
Oh.
back and say, like, this is my man. So I did a little homework and I DM'd the wife or the suspected wife. And I said, is Ryan really your husband, this guy? Because I want to talk to him. I want to send him a message. And then finally, I actually got in touch with this guy and he's one of one, this guy. These Philly people are built very differently.
Me and the D-man
Very.
just got a little taste of it between Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. I
Oh,
don't know.
yeah.
I
Yeah.
don't know if Joe said it or maybe Jet said it, that outside of Philadelphia, he said Pittsburgh people, they all have like a certain look to it. I loved Pittsburgh. I thought it was awesome. But Pittsburgh people have like a certain look to them. And I think the same thing is kind of true about Philadelphia too as well. I liked Philadelphia a lot, but I'll tell you, Mikey, that man on the street stuff, that's not
Yeah, it's
easy to
hard.
do. It's a hard thing to do, dude. When you're sitting there with the
I couldn't do it.
microphone, I think you could, dude. I think if you
Yeah,
had
you
to
could,
do
Joe.
it, I'd
Honestly,
get aggravated, Bob.
the hardest part
Well,
is
yeah, but
like
that would be good content. I mean, that would be good, but I think you would do it.
the hardest part is with the guys that they like are predetermined to
Selected.
bring pre-selected to bring in. The easier ones I feel like are the guys that just want to come in and you nab them because they're already going. Like the pre-selected people are like some of them, it's like you really got to guide the whole conversation. But now if you're interested in checking it out, it's high stakes, hot
High
takes,
stakes, hot
high
takes.
stakes, hot takes, dad's grilling steaks, talking, giving takes. That's pretty much what it is for
One of the
$100.
One of the first Bob to Sports episode we did, me and Jet went to Vegas and they sent us to Vegas and we were going to go to the Raiders game. And all anybody did was just yell in the mic. They would just go, Raiders, Raiders. Like that's all they did. But we were on the strip the night before. Tyson Fury was fighting.
That I remember that. You got some good stuff there. I remember those interviews a couple of I
Dude,
remember a couple of those interviews.
I'm on the strip with the mic and dude, I didn't know what to do. And I'm like, oh my God, like this is really, really tough. Like this is bad. Nobody's coming up. I don't know what to do. So it gets late, sundown. And then Jet had like this light on the top of his camera. So I said to Jet, I was like, turn the light on. Like, turn the light on so it looks like a
Like a
news
Girls
thing.
Gone Wild situation there.
Dude, the second that he turned that light on, all these people, these whack jobs started coming towards the
Like
camera
a
to see.
moth to the flame, Bob.
Correct.
It's like a
Correct. You
moth to
asked
the flame.
Jet about it, and Jet started getting really worried. There was people like a guy trying to take my chain that I had on. It was just chaos. But then once you get the ball rolling, but not an easy thing to do, Michael.
No, it's not. It's and again, it's just like when people just stop talking. It's like they it's like you gotta guide the whole conversation and it's like
I
you
can't
gotta
have dead space.
you
Dead space.
gotta can't have dead air, man. You
No.
can't.
Another thing, I know it's a broken record, but the show just keeps on moving. Really, really good traction. We got our eyes in some good spot. Now, here's something fun.
Go
I
ahead. Here.
don't know how people are going to feel about this,
Oh
but
boy.
with UFC, I think it's going to be 316 is the card in June.
316, yeah.
Yeah.
I
Yeah,
don't know the
315 or
number.
3.
I can't. I
316.
can't. There's so many numbers.
Yesterday
There,
was
well,
315. I stayed up till
keeping up.
the end of
Okay,
the
so
night. Joe,
316.
keeping up with those UFC numbers is like trying to keep up with the Fee Bob episode number. It's just, I feel like it's a made up number at this
Well,
point. It's
that is
just, you
well,
just,
it is. The Fee
yeah,
Bob numbers,
oh, I
like,
know. I
that's
know.
like, yeah,
I
it's
know.
totally
Yeah.
made
I
up.
can't keep up.
Well, Mikey, you better be able to keep up because round of applause. It's Sir Dana White, Uncle Dana's gonna be coming on the program. Not today, but
Okay.
I'm working it out with his assistant. So he's gonna be coming
Beautiful.
on the show. I think what
Beautiful.
we do with him would be like a top five. I know we've done the fighters, and maybe it's a little tacky to do with them, but it really would crush if we could get Dana to do top five snake draft UFC fighters, run
You
that
think he
snake
would
draft.
commit to top five fighters, or maybe we ask him the top five fights in UFC history
Yeah,
and see
fight.
what he thinks the best fight
Ooh,
is in
that's
UFC
really
history?
good. That's
Yeah.
really good. I would think maybe, I mean, just for the antics even after, although he said he hated it. That Khabib versus McGregor, when
No.
Khabib goes into the crowd, could you
Oh,
imagine being
I would
there
have
for
been
that?
going
And
nuts.
then Dana refused to put the belt on Khabib because if he put the belt on, he was afraid people were going to start throwing. Imagine being there for that.
No. That was a wild, wild. That whole leading up to that fight, everything, it was like that was just crazy. The whole thing, like when McGregor went on the bus or whatever. What did he do on the
Yeah,
bus
he
the end
threw
of the
the
bus? Threw
chair up. That's the guy for your set. By the way,
the chair.
that's the guy for your sister, Mikey
That's the
B.
guy right
One
there,
of
man.
the very worst
You could
takes
tell the guy doesn't
going
have a
up.
sister.
Yeah, that was one of.
I've since rescinded.
Yeah,
He
he's gone
did.
hand
I've
up.
since rescinded.
He's gone
For a
hand
while,
up.
he tried to defend it until
Well,
he
I'll
had
tell
no
you,
leg to stand on.
McGregor gave him no choice but to rescind that comment. That was
Yeah.
wow.
Guy just keeps dropping the ball, man. Like he's
Yeah, he
just he
does.
just keeps dropping the ball. I mean,
Does.
listen, and you
Did you
know,
guys watch
Uncle.
the fights last night?
Yeah,
Dude,
I did.
I
Bob,
went.
I was messaging you. You had to have passed out
Dude, this
because
guy, the D-man, when you're giving out, if you're gonna say you're gonna give out picks, and I guess it's my fault. I told the D-man I went scorched earth on
I got
UFC last
nothing.
night. So he was starting to get pissed off that I wasn't giving him the picks, but I fell asleep, man, and I woke up to 30 messages from this guy, fight after fight. Who you taking here? Like who just
Actually ended up
crazy.
doing very well, but you know what? The thing is he said, I'm gonna walk you through what I got. And then one of the first fights, he goes, I hit huge. And he sends me the transcript of what he got. And I'm sitting there with my thumb up my ass,
Yeah.
Michael. I mean, I'm saying,
Yeah.
like, well, you know, I'm happy you won, but I would have loved to have won with you.
Mikey, you know what he did yesterday? And I called Jet and I said, Jet,
I
this
think
is
you overreacted a bit on this
no,
one.
I said, this is what's gonna happen, okay? Cutsy said that it's a classic Cutsy play. It's a staple, it's vintage Joey D. This happens 100 times a week. He says to me, he goes, I really like Celtics. I
Oh
really
yeah.
like the Celtics first half. And by the way, he crushed it. I mean, it was a good play. I said that I had the Pacers to win the Eastern Conference Finals. So I was laying off because I was rooting for the Knicks, but I thought it was a good play. I never said that I was taking it. But what
But
he
you
does
never
is
said you weren't taking it.
correct. I never
And
said
earlier you said that you were going to ride the D-man because we were going to get hot.
but I never said that I was going to take it. And Joe, this happens 1,000 times a week. And this drives ticket nuts. Celtics go up big. He'll call you and be like, all right, Bobby boy. Now he knows I don't have the pick. But then you say to him, Joe, I don't have it. And he goes, you don't? And I told Jed it was going to happen, and it happened, and it drives ticket insane because he'll call. Now, I will say, D-Man, and he said, but Bob, I'm the old, because I snapped. I was pissed. He's the ultimate rider. He's a great rider. I mean, he's like, but Bob, I ride with him, but
He is.
he doesn't know if you had it or not, but he'll act like you had it. And then when you
I
say, no,
thought he had it.
he
The D
does
man's gonna go
it
do it.
all the time.
Joe is well known. Now, Bob hit the nail on the head. Joe, don't roll your eyes.
Come on, D.
I'm not gonna. Yeah, stay
Come
with me
on,
here.
D.
You
Hear
never
it.
once
Stay
told me you
with
weren't on it,
me.
Bob.
No, I
Stay with
never
me.
said I was on it, though,
Stay with
Joe.
me. You said I want to know what the D man's got today
But
when I
Joe, this
tell you.
happens 1,000 times a
Sometimes on
week.
that, sometimes, but not
Joe
yesterday.
will ride every single wager that he's able to place. He will,
100%.
100%. But 100%, Joe will text in the middle of a game about another game that he knows damn well you had no. He's like,
Correct.
have you seen the Warriors in this game? They just went up 40. Oh my. And he has the Warriors every which way. And I'm like, Joe, we never discussed them. This was. But he gets excited. The D-man loves
He
the
does.
action. He
He
loves the action.
I love when people are
I
together on something. I just
do.
want good vibes.
Yeah, the
I'm not
butt.
trying to be, I'm not trying to be like facetious.
But Joe, but you when you call on these things, like you have to know
Bob,
that we don't.
yesterday I thought there are times where you're in the right. I thought yesterday was a gross overreaction because I didn't
Wow.
say anything wrong. And you said the D-man's going to go nuclear today. You never once said, oh, I don't have
No,
that.
but I wasn't saying that I wasn't, but I never said that I was right. I think for me is I told Jed, I was like, this is what's gonna go happen. And Jed
And
goes,
what I said to him, I said, I think the Celtics, all Bob wrote is that's the right play. So how am I supposed to know that you're not on it?
right, but the way he calls, it's like he's shocked that I'm not on it, even though you don't know if I'm on it. It's as if I said, yes, I'm riding, and then you're like, what? You know, and then he makes you feel like shit because he'll be like, you're not on it. We'll be like, really? And I'm telling you, I told Jed it was gonna happen, and then it happened. And Jed goes, he's a fucking idiot. He goes,
Yeah, well,
he
you're
does
talking
it
about the guy
all.
who doesn't ride anybody's
That
pick
is
for the
correct,
fucking to the
bro.
nth degree. And by the way, here's the thing is Mikey's right. I do get excited because I don't give out plays
Yes,
very
he
often.
gets very
I
excited.
don't give out plays often. So when I do give out a play, when I put myself out there and then the play is a tremendous play, which doesn't happen very often, it's very exciting for me because I want to be the reason someone else is also winning now. So I get very excited.
That is true, but the last thing I will say too about the etiquette, and Mikey, I know you've seen this too. I know you've seen this too. And I've said it to you before, Joe. To them is if Joe gives out a pick, okay, and the team starts getting crushed, and we're like, fuck, this is not looking good. It'll be like, there's a lot of time, Bob. Like, you gotta stay in it. Now, if
If
you
you
give
give
out
the
the
pick,
pick and that team starts
this team is a
losing,
fucking joke, man. Let me tell you,
that
this
is
game is
exactly.
fucking over, man.
I will say I have been better.
But you, all right, as long as you know that it's
That's a
there,
semi
though,
hand up.
D.
That's a semi hand up. I'll take that. I'll
I
take
have had
I
that. Now,
Irish.
you know what I don't like?
Go ahead.
I'll tell you what I don't like.
Tell me.
Mikey, I write all his picks and he's great. But there are
Yeah,
times where Mikey will give a fucking no-name, fucking back of the bus team that you've never even heard
a deep
of.
cut.
Like it's a deep intel,
A
like
deep
fucking
cut.
this team I've never even heard of, Wascherson or whatever. And then they get blown out of the gym. And it's
Not
like,
often.
yo, Well, it happened that one game, Mikey, where you took that team, Princeton or whatever the fuck
It
they
wasn't
were.
Princeton. It wasn't. It
And
was Cornell. Cornell.
oh my God. And
Who
it was
doesn't
like,
love a little Cornell
you
hoops,
don't give a
Joe?
team that you can't even watch on TV, if they're not gonna come through the gates firing. That's all I ask. But so I have been
How
bad in
much?
the
Let me ask you a question. How much
I have
money?
been bad in
How
the
much money
past.
did you make off the Buffalo Bulls a couple years ago during college football
But
season?
that they're on TV. They're a team you can watch. You don't have to go to ESPN Plus,
ESPN Plus.
watch
Well,
the
college
fucking.
basketball, there's so many
But
games.
you
There's
know
so many
what then, though?
games.
If they're not on
Wofford. It was
TV,
Wofford. I never
Wofford. Yeah,
heard of
Wofford.
fucking
Good team.
Wofford.
Good
But
team,
so you know
Wofford.
what though, D? Then just
Wofford Waffles.
lay off the bet though. If you can't see it, I
I
know
just
you want
want
to
to be a
ride,
rider
but
with the
there's gonna be
guys.
other bets to
No,
ride.
there is no
Yo,
other bets. It's the next
Jensen.
bet.
When it's
Jen.
Wofford, you gotta. I mean, that's such a deep cut. You don't even. You gotta get in on that. I mean,
Jen.
otherwise, it's like. And then if they win by 20 and you laid off, you're like, man, that
You'd
was
feel
heavy
very
interest.
silly. You'd feel
I
very
feel
silly.
very dumb. But
I tell you what,
I will put the hand up. I've been bad
it's good a hand
sometimes.
up. It's good
It's
a
a good
hand up.
hand up. Listen,
But
Jensen.
I will say on the flip side,
Go
when
ahead.
Michael hits a pick or Bob hits a pick, I am so congratulatory to that person and saying like, what a pick. That's fucking amazing. Like I am very celebratory in the wins.
That's correct. Well, it's like
Yeah.
golf. I mean, you're very celebratory
He
in
is. He's a
golf
good, he's
too.
good. He's very encouraging on the course.
I'm
Very
just very
encouraging.
excited. I just really love the I love like the camaraderie of being in on something together.
You know
Which
what
is
I
why
love?
Chet's a fucking scumbag because he wouldn't ride anything to
He is
save
a
his fucking life.
scumbag. I will concur with that. His gambling etiquette is, Joe's gambling etiquette has been questioned. The shit that Jet pulls of expecting everybody to hop on his bet and just to lose and lose and lose and not be
Yeah,
open-minded
it's bad.
to taking anybody else's bets. Rode his parlay yesterday golf. He hasn't hit a bet and I can't tell
There's only
he
one that
had
I've ever
like a
seen.
nice little streak, didn't he? Back
Oh,
in
what
at
a
college,
loser.
college basketball.
St. Peter's was his prime. St.
Okay.
Peter's was his
But
ultimate
I've only
prime.
seen one worse than Jet, and we all know who it is. And I don't even need to say because the other day he got very upset thinking that I was trashing him, and I actually like the guy a lot.
Who?
Is a one Dickie Gas is the only worst. When he did that shit, when he did that shit, when he bet on Pittsburgh, when we were all on Cleveland, Michael, how did he do that?
I'm gonna have
Here
to
we
hear about
go.
this for the
Yeah.
next fucking. I'm gonna
Well,
hear about
we
this
heard
now,
it. We
man.
heard it in the Audi Club chat about the sideshow comment, and
And the
he.
thing about Dickie Gas is like he doesn't ease his way in. He goes right for
No,
the fucking
no.
jugular.
Yeah,
But
and
you know what
but I
though?
actually like the guy. I just think his gambling etiquette is horrible.
I
You don't go
did.
against every single other guy and bet the opposite
D
way.
doesn't D man doesn't mind coming for him week after week, but I will say, Dickie Gas is showing when he was betting against us on that Sunday. I used to think it was funny, and I saw he would get a rise out of people, so I got a kick out of it. But
Does that?
when he rode against us on that Sunday play, and then he gave
Oh,
catching Kittle to top it all off,
that was awful.
that was a tough day for the Gas
The
Man,
gas man
but.
love the gas man is all about like if you're going out, he's all about like the first thing he'll say is like, what's the party bet? He wants
Yeah,
to get the party back going.
that's
The thing
well. I like
is
that. I
he's
like that about him. I do like that
right
about him.
at, but the thing is like he is like Jet in that he has all this side action that he
Yeah.
doesn't tell you about. And then he'll start rooting for something and it actually goes against maybe something that you have and you're like, whoa, 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 what's going on
Sure.
here?
I
What's
like a
happening
guy who
here?
wants to get a party bet going. The problem is he wants to be the one who gives the party bet. He wants it to be his bet.
It should be a collaborative effort
And
party
his
bet.
bet, by the way, I'm sure he does well on horses and stuff. I
He
think he
does.
does
Knows the ponies.
on the horses, he's
He
tremendous.
knows
I'll
the
give him that.
ponies.
But he'll go on a baseball bet. He'll give something that no one like this one guy to hit a single or so. You know what I mean? Like it's a random. What did he have that one day, Bob? The Red Sox Japanese player to hit like two hits or so. It's
Total
ridiculous.
bases over on
Yeah,
Patrick.
bases over some shit.
Those like an individual player prop bet, I don't find to be fun because it's like they pop out it to
Yeah, it's
start.
over. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you gotta
You gotta
wait
wait.
for them to come around. Like I don't enjoy those like baseball prop bets. I think are tough. Now, with that being said, D-Man, have I not? I could tell you almost every game that the Yankees are gonna win or lose. Jet will call
You've
me
been
every
pretty
day
damn good
and
about it,
ask me,
man.
if the Yankees are going to win or lose. And I'm pretty, even yesterday, he's like, should I take it? I said, I'd lay off because the Sears kid's really good. He just asked me if the Yankees are going to win or lose. Outside of that, I suck. But between, if you ask me if the Yankees are going to win or lose, and then I think I'm good UFC. Outside of that, I'm a
Oh, really?
disaster.
By the way, when you're placing your wagers, make sure you do it with our good friends over at
Over at DraftKings, they asked,
DraftKings, for
they asked,
sure, for sure.
absolutely. We're
They
gonna
got
go
me
to one.
tickets to the game tonight to the Panthers
I thought that I thought that was through Celsius.
No, well, so I hit Celsius up because they normally have the hospitality suite, and the guy there, shout out to Henry, he's tremendous. He always gets me in. But
Yes, of course,
with it
Henry
being
from
the
Celsius, household name Henry from Celsius.
He's a great guy.
Great
But
guy, one of the
when
best.
I guess because it's the Leafs are in town, it's a hot ticket, Michael. It's very hard to
I
get a ticket.
mean, Canadian team.
Hot ticket,
And
man.
our good friends at DraftKings, they got me tickets tonight,
I
and I'm
was
going to be
wondering
in the
why he was
house.
shouting them out.
Yeah,
That
that was a little,
was,
wasn't that? I was like, wow. I was like, okay, give that
I know.
plug.
I was like,
He's,
that's really good, D.
you
That's good
know,
awareness for the brand.
Joey ain't giving plugs
Nah,
to
I
get a
love
plug, dog.
DraftKings, man.
Yeah,
They're
he
the
knows.
best. We talked
Yeah.
about that. No more pro Jono. Is
Dude,
that right,
this guy
Joe? No
too,
pro
the D-man's
Jono.
active in that DMs. He will take a pick. Like, he'll be like, oh, this is this guy. Like, he had Frankenheimer golf
Frankenheimer's very good.
matchups. Yo,
Frankenheimer is one of the best
this
in the business
guy,
at matchups, Bob.
this
That's what he does.
guy.
He's an
I won
insider.
that Fowler. Won that Fowler
He
bet.
has
He's
an
really
algor he has
nice.
an algorithm. So if the player is an automatic, like if he hits four out of the five criteria, it's an automatic plug and play.
I would love to know what Frankenheimer's criteria is. I would love to
I mean, I
ask
talked
him.
to him yesterday. He said
Can you call him? Can you call him,
it's
Dave?
a little early.
No, he. Oh, yeah,
Yeah, it
six
is. It's
a.m. on the
6 a.m.,
West.
Bob. But he said here, he goes, my matchup system is five checkpoints. If you get
Oh.
four, it's an autoplay.
That, by the
Ricky
way,
yesterday got four checkpoints, Bob.
that sounds like a guy who does a lot of losing, dude. That sounds
I
like a guy who does
asked Frankenheimer.
no.
I told you
I
he's
know.
very
I
good.
mean, come
He's
on,
got an
man.
algorithm,
He's
Bob.
not fucking Billy. He's not Billy Walters, dude. Like, that's fucking crazy.
How
I
many
love
matchups have I given
Frankenheimer.
you that have hit?
Dude, yesterday was great. Yesterday was an awesome hit, but the checkpoint system is that's like a
It
joke. That's
sounds
crazy.
like something from
It's an
Moneyball. It sounds like he's like just like
he
four
gets on
checkpoints.
base. He strikes out a lot, but he gets on base.
Four
We're
checkpoints,
not
Bob.
going
That's an
to replace
autoplay.
Jason Giambi. We're just going to replace his numbers collectively. We're going to
Correct.
check the checkpoints off and replace.
Dude, let's give it up for the D man. Let's give it up for the D man. The D, the T. All
By
right,
the way,
can
Mike, you know
you
who you look like in that jersey?
go ahead, tell me.
The guy who always wears that jersey from Barstool, that Barstool Ed guy. He always wears a jersey like that, the Ohio State one.
Don't know. Bob, you know who I'm
Double,
talking.
you talking about double vodka, Don?
Yeah, Double Vodka Don, that guy. That's
Oh,
the
yeah.
exact jersey he always wears, Bob.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah. I mean, I guess. Yeah.
Why is he laughing?
I mean, I guess because I guess he doesn't think that I resemble him too much.
I'm saying that's the exact jersey that he always wears when they watch
I
the
think that
Ohio
would have
State.
been the better thing to say, was like, you're wearing the same thing the guy wears, as opposed to saying you look like him, you know?
Well, not physically. You're in
No,
great physical
insult. And I
condition.
like, I'm friendly with Ev from Barstool. He's a good guy.
Hey, just like Jim,
Good
just like
guy. Jim
who was
McMahon.
he?
Jim
Just
McMahon.
like
Oh,
Jim
yeah.
McMahon.
He's a personal friend. I got his
Oh
phone
yeah,
number in my contacts.
that was one of the
A
craziest.
close personal friend.
That
It's
was
amazing.
crazy.
I mean, I certainly know him.
He's not a close personal friend.
I don't think I said close personal friend. I don't think I said
You
close.
also told me to make sure
The
you let him
brilliantly dumb
know.
faithful could run the tape back on that. I don't think I said that.
Tracker, you know Tracker will. The
Tracker will, and Tracker
Tracker.
usually proves me righteous,
No,
is what he
but Mike,
does.
I will say when Joe got
I
the
mean, because
cameo,
Bob, it was an
but
insane gift, Bob. It was insane. Now I'm
well,
very appreciative of it. I'm very appreciative of it.
doesn't sound like it.
No, I am. I
Should have just
No,
messaged him for the cameo himself.
but I will say,
By
Mike,
the
you
way, the
crack me
guy's
up.
charging an absurd amount. I'm gonna tell you that right now
Guy
for
won a
what he's
Super Bowl, Joe.
also. I saw him at the at Bob. I saw him at the tournament that we played in. He doesn't wear shoes, and his
No, never
feet
wear
are
shoes.
curled like
Yeah.
he's got like some kind of foot issue.
He
Have you
never
seen that?
wears shoes on the golf course ever.
Mikey,
Never. But Bob, his feet are like they're like clenched. It's a problem.
Mikey,
Guy's been through a lot, dude.
we were at that golf tournament.
Yeah.
And they invited us to go. They never said, like, oh, you guys are going to be like the celebrity guests. So they call, oh, there's like a bunch of football players. I see Urlacher there. I always see Urlacher and I want to go mention him to
Go
you.
talk to him, man. Yeah, go
Dude, he's
talk
so intimidating though.
to him.
Like
Dude,
he just has, I think of
I
him on
was.
that Peloton when you talk about him on those
No, no.
Pelotons.
Did you see he was on television in a national corn? You want to talk hardo? Let's talk hardo.
Well, he seems like a
Hard.
hardo.
Oh, big time, big time. But that's fine.
Hardos
I
stick
like that.
together. That's
He was. Somebody DM'd me a video of him playing professional cornhole on ESPN, like whatever the fuck it was. A video of him. So I immediately was like, I texted him and I'm like, I would take you to fucking town in cornhole. And he's so competitive. He's like, you know, you could say shit like that, but he's like, you got to get on national TV first with me and actually back up the talk. Like, just
Oh,
immediately, like, starts
so
going at my
Mikey,
throat. He's just a total hardo.
who would you take on the Peloton, Swan or Urlacher?
What do you mean, take on?
No, who do you think would win in the Peloton race, Swan or Urlacher?
Oh, I don't know, man.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know. Or I would say
Urlacher's
I
gotta
would
be
say
tough to beat.
Swan has the youth on him. Swan's
Yeah, which
younger
is
than he
big.
is, which is big on that.
I feel
And
like
Brian, you
Urlacher
know,
might die on that thing before he
yeah,
launches
maybe
that
so,
though.
Brian's
but
just so retired. All he does is
Brian,
golf and fish. All he does is golf and fish is all he does.
my dear friend Brian,
I was talking to him this
close
week
personal
about it.
friend Bob,
Now he is though. He is. I mean, I've broken bread with his wife, with him. Like, I mean, he is a friend of mine. There's no question. There's no question. I mean, it
with
is what it is.
the Jim McMahon cameo in Joe's defense, though, Mikey, like. When he said that he got you the cameo from Jim McMahon, you looked at him like he was crazy. Like how dare Joe not know that Jim McMahon is a close
Here's the thing,
friend?
it's like I just don't want cameos from anyone ever. Like I just never want a cameo.
Oh.
Like it's not something I want. It's just not something I would ever want. That's I would
Hey,
never
we
ask
got
for a
the
cameo,
which,
respectfully.
but we tried to get the buffer one for the D-man.
We did, but that was different. That was
Yeah, it
different. And
was.
by
Talk
the
about
way,
another guy who's charging an absurd amount.
Hey,
Joe,
we got Dana White coming on soon. Can we
this guy
please
wanted
just.
no part of that cameo because
That's absurd that he turned that
me and
down.
Bob, all we sent to him
It
was like, yeah.
is.
We were like, you got to rip him for this. You got to break his balls
Wouldn't
about
do it.
that. Wouldn't do it.
That's
Wouldn't
absurd,
do it.
man. What are
Yeah,
we
wouldn't do it.
doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing here,
You
man?
know who I like watching? Like, if, you know, we've all been to the UFC events. I like seeing in between the fights. One of the greatest things is like, it's like looking at courtside at a Knicks game. Like, the different people of the who's who and how they walk around. Do you know who walks around? So many people
Be
go at this
careful. Be
guy.
careful.
I know. You know what? I feel comfortable bashing him because
All right, go ahead.
I do think he's been on the record of being a total jerk. Now, I'm not saying he is, but from what I've seen, it's a tough look.
All right, go ahead.
10x Grant Cardone, the way you don't know Grant Cardone? You don't know
Who's that?
10x, you don't know Grant Cardone?
Joe doesn't either.
Joe, you don't know Grant
Thank
Cardone?
you, Joe. Thank you.
I couldn't tell you who this guy
Who is it,
is.
Bob? Who is
So you
it?
know what? This guy shouldn't be walking around like his shit don't stink because you got a couple social media entities who don't know who the fuck this guy is.
If Joe doesn't know who he is, how dare he? How dare
Social
he?
media
Yeah,
entities.
I like that, Joe. That was
Yeah.
eloquently
By the
put.
way, you see
Uh-oh.
the man, that man that's wearing that Ohio State jersey made national news, Bob.
Oh.
Yeah,
Oh
did you see
yeah. Yeah, I saw
that?
it. Oh
With
yeah. With
Lester.
what? It was really funny.
Nightly news with Lester Holt, and then my mother-in-law sends Holly a picture that apparently I was on the Good Morning Today show on NBC.
Did you
Did you
get
know that?
royalties?
Oh, absolutely
Jesus.
not. Nothing for the
They
young
didn't
man.
hit you up to get some kind of
Shoot.
Michael.
Joe,
They
I'm just Joe. I'm
they're
just a squirrel
using.
looking for a nut, man.
Oh
I'm
no.
not.
Oh, here
I'm
we go.
serious. I'm
Michael, when I
serious.
filmed that, remember like a couple of years ago, I filmed that video of the wind with that
The
emoji
smiley,
face.
yeah,
Yeah,
that
when
went
that thing went
nuclear, yeah,
viral.
that went
Like
nuclear. Yeah,
people were asking me to use it on news things, and they had to pay me
I
to
wasn't
use the
asked. I mean,
video. Well, that's an
they put my
infringement of
hand,
your
they put
rights.
my handle, but I don't
Yeah,
know if
for
like I
his,
don't
they
know how
put
that
like a
works.
collage. Like if Mikey tried to play that card, they would just pull in a different one. Like that specific video
They
you
didn't just
had.
do a collage. They ran
No,
it
they
as its
actually had
own
an.
separate thing.
Mikey,
Oh,
show them the
did
one. I don't
they?
think you saw the separate
The
one.
one you didn't see, the one where they showed Colbert for the Tonight Show and then they
No.
transitioned right into mine.
I saw the one where it was a
Not the
collage of
collage, not the
oh,
collage.
really?
Yeah.
It's
That's why
separate.
Mikey's getting screwed. You should be getting some royalties there,
Maybe.
sir.
You know
I'm
what?
telling you right now,
I
Michael.
might need Joe. You may be in the wrong business. You should be maybe a rep. I think maybe you could be. Imagine if Joe was repping you at the contract negotiation.
If I was a manager, let me tell you, I'd be fucking cutthroat. I would be.
Oh my god.
I would go to war for my clients. I'd be like Jari Gold.
Well,
Jar? Is it Jari?
Well,
well,
Joe.
Ari changed to Joe. I see what you mean. Years ago, Joe.
Or
was
Ari
trying,
Jold.
Years ago, Joe was trying to be my manager years ago. It was
I didn't think I had a spot in the fucking social media world. That I wasn't built
how
for
wrong you were.
How wrong you were, D-Man.
I didn't think I was built for the bright lights, Michael.
Some would say the bright lights were built for you. Some would say.
That's right. Yeah,
I think you're pulling my chain now.
No, I'm not. I spent that time in Wisconsin with you. I am not.
You did laugh a lot. We had a good time.
Laughed a lot.
Speaking of pulling our chain, let's get the Ask Bob segment over.
Why do you want to rush through the segment, Bob? Great segment.
No one says one of the best segments in all podcasts.
Hey,
right now.
Hey, look, I'm absolutely on board. I know what it does for the show. You can see what it does. What bothers me is these jerk offs that think that it's a bit is so. Do you think that I want to look like a complete fucking jerk off? You think it's worth it for me for how dumb I look? It's terrible.
Well, as you said, Bob, numbers have never been better.
That's true. So actually, you know what? I get why they would say that. I actually take that back. I see why they would think it's a bit. It's not a bit.
Joe, you want me to go first, or you?
Cue the music, EA. Cue the music. One a piece.
Yeah. Joe? All right, Michael, you go ahead and start us off.
All right, Bob.
Ask for the music, Mikey.
Yeah, music, please. Music. Today, the Ask Bob question is this. Bob, name the state capital of your home state of New Jersey. The capital of the state of New Jersey.
Trenton.
Wow!
Come on, man.
You hesitated.
I was this close to saying Trenton. I'm sorry. I was just, No.
I was
this close to saying
what the
Newark.
Fuck is wrong?
No, I was.
Oh, if you, Bob, Newark. If you had said Newark, Bob, I would have fucking fell off my chair. I tell you what. That's a hot start out of the
gate.
That's
a really, by the
That's
way,
one for
he
one.
He answered that with no hesitation.
A slight hesitation. He almost said Trenton before he said Trenton, but it was a slight hesitation.
I meant to say.
I almost said the right answer.
Doing saying that,
which I just actually said, how could you not know what your answer was? Oh my God.
Ask Bob has Bob frazzled, bro. This has got him a little frazzled.
Honest,
it does.
I would have rather have got the answer wrong than do what I just did. You know what I mean? I would have rather.
I tell you what, it was pretty much right on the money. So that's good. Now, Bob, originally I was going to ask you another one, but I'm not going to. I was going to ask a different state, but then I said New Jersey. That's more fair. So one for one.
What was
he was
going to
ask you New York.
I was going to ask you the state capital of New York.
Okay. All right.
Don't answer it because. Yeah. We'll move on. Joe, go ahead.
All right, Bob. Today's Ask Bob question is going to be this. What is the official language that is spoken in the country of Brazil?
I'm gonna get this 100%. Portuguese.
Wow.
Yeah.
On fire.
You gotta remember, you're dealing with
this week.
You're dealing with a guy that spoke fluent Spanish at one point in his life. So I know the difference with Portuguese speakers.
Bob
and,
comes out. Hey,
Bob,
return of the Bob.
Two, man.
I will say that is actually a very good question.
Oh,
it worked
Bob,
out in my favor.
I just lost $100 to Joe. I told him you were gonna say I told him you were gonna say Brazilian. I swear,
I thought he was
going to
say Spanish. 100%. I thought he was. Bob. By the way, Bob, that's not an easy question if you don't know like the insides.
You know what this means, Joe? The questions firing. Have to get a little harder next.
No,
week.
No,
a little harder next week. Right? You got to dial it up, Bob. You went two for two.
I'll tell you what.
That was a big showing for Bob.
I'll tell you what I don't ever want to see. I don't ever want to see your guys' text message exchanges of gearing that
Oh,
up. That I
pre-show,
don't
we have some
ever,
fun.
yeah, I don't ever want to see what that looks like at all, dude. I want nothing to do with that. I almost said
That
Trenton.
is wild.
I honestly, I meant to
Disgusting.
say,
I
I
know you
almost.
didn't. Well, Bob, we know you didn't mean to say it. Like, there's no
Right.
way you meant to say it. Like, we know that. We
Well,
know.
I have never seen someone give the right answer
and look
and
like an
follow it
idiot.
up by saying, I almost gave the right answer that I just gave.
Yeah,
That might be the dumbest thing I've seen.
Oh, that's not right. That's not right, dude.
But
That's
by the
not
way,
right.
big bounce back for Bob this week.
Huge
Big
bounce
bounce.
back. Two for
Huge.
two. I mean, what else could you ask for
But
than that?
Mikey, do you know when we were at the golf tournament at Philly Cricket Club? Do you know how
Hmm.
many people yelled at me, Bob, mammals? Are you serious? Like,
Yeah, mammals was
so
tough,
many
dude. Oh,
people
mammal.
came up.
But I'm telling you, no segment, I don't think. I mean, I'm getting text messages from people I didn't even know watch the fucking show. And they're like,
Crazy.
mammals, mammals. So it's a good thing.
Dude,
Good thing. Onward and upward with the S Bob. Two for two this week.
yeah,
Me and Joe got slaughtered. We got to bounce
it
back,
wasn't
man.
even close.
As we were walking away at the tournament, one guy goes, this guy was a riot. He goes, he was hammered. He goes, Bob, he goes, Mikey V's a hard-o. And he screamed it
You know what's
out.
crazy, Bob? I will always show a little bit extra love to someone if they say that they're a Brilliantly Dubbed fan
Oh,
than a
yeah.
Bob Just Sports fan. Because
Yeah.
it's like those are the real
I
OGs, you
agree.
know?
It tunes me right in for sure. The best is when Cutsy met Cutsy's burner at the Breezy Lounge. I
Great
was
guy.
like, of
Great
course he
guy, great
is.
guy, great
Well, no,
guy.
it's just very nice. He just wanted to say hello. He said, I run your burner account on the Cutsy's burner on Twitter
Wait,
or
I'm
X
talking
or
about
whatever it is.
Cutsy's burner.
is Cutsy's burner is the one that went after Marcus Freeman after the Notre Dame one, or is that a
Yeah.
different account?
Yeah, that
Oh
was
yeah, that
he's
was
a
that
big
was
Notre Dame, he's a
yeah.
big Notre Dame guy. But you know what? Mikey blocked him. It was not necessary. I think
Oh,
I can't be associated with people that do things like that, bro.
Mikey.
My, as if Marcus Freeman's gonna call up bear downs to this guy who
Never
followed
know.
you.
Never know.
But if he came at Cutsy, he would not be blocked. If he said that
Oh,
about like somebody
dude.
else, yeah.
Yep.
Mikey's quick to that block. Now the only time I'll block
Sometimes you gotta
somebody,
do it, but
you do, man.
I just have a policy. If it's family,
Yeah, no, forget it. Forget it.
I put the block. There's really not much you can say
I've
to
only
avoid
now
blocking.
in the years we've been doing this, I've only encountered one person who made the mistake of like talking about my kids. And like that was
Did
it.
you go block or did you respond?
Oh, I responded with something. I forget what I was
That's
like.
terrible. What a
I think I
scum
just
bag.
respond I think
That.
I just responded okay and then I blocked him. But I mean this guy sent like three paragraphs of like exchange.
Oh, who does that?
They're sick.
People
They're sick, man.
who would never say a word to your face, I can
Hey,
tell you that.
tell you what, BetterHelp. They should employ
They
it.
should look
Yeah,
for it.
there's
They
some
should look
sickos
for
out
it.
there. But overall, the fan base is great. And you know what?
The best.
Outside of the fan, you could come at anything. I mean, we've heard it just about all. I would say the D-man probably gets it about the most, but he'll come back. He'll clap back at Joe. I used to always call him and be like, Joe, don't bother, don't bother. But now there's just no stopping him. So now I just let it run,
And
dude.
his clapbacks are just classic,
Oh yeah, dude. He
like,
sent one the other day to a guy. He's like, I bet you sit when you pee. It's like, dude.
yeah.
Like,
He's
just like,
graduated from just the simple kick rocks because that was gonna get put on Joe's tombstone. He was using that so much. Kick rocks, kick rocks.
Kick a boulder if I'm really mad. Yeah.
take a hike or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love doing like when they come at you, just being like, yeah, my bad, man. Like, you're 100% right. And then they'll be like,
Big
oh, Bob,
fan,
I'm
big
just fucking
fan.
around.
Yeah,
Big
big fan,
fan.
big fan.
All right. Let's get into our buy or sell. I got something fresh off the press
Oh boy.
that I would love to talk about. Should be kind of obvious. I mentioned it to D even at the airport when we were having one. Dude, I am obsessed with cheesesteaks now after being in Philly. I've never seen something be so incredibly good and not be like, not to say other places don't do cheesesteaks, but it's not even close to Philly. Like, at least like New York pizza, you can go to Florida and there's places that are called New York pizza that are trying to replicate. I don't see many places outside of Philly. Like, I haven't seen a place in Florida that's like a
No.
cheesesteak place. Like, I And
I'd
that
like to know if there is one, to be
I
honest.
know I would go, man, they gave me this Angelo's one and it traveled. So considering the travel, I still gave it a 9.8. But then we had one at the golf tournament. A kid gave me a bite of it. And that might have been better than Angelo's because it was hot. It was.
Because you got it. Well, here's the thing is you got Angelo's delivery, which if it's
Yeah.
traveling with the steam and stuff, it softens the bread. When you get it
Sure.
right out of that store and the bread is they bake the bread daily and the bread is crisp and it's hot, it is much better. I will say this one was still good, but the one that I had when I waited and you're eating it on the stoops of the like on the street,
Yeah.
they don't put it up anywhere to sit. You're sitting and eating it on someone's fucking stairs. It is unbelievable. So, by the way, they
That
gave one to what's his name? The guy who
Justin
Hello Friends.
Thomas.
No, Hello Friends.
Oh, Jim Nantz, that was awesome.
He said I have no words. It was an unbelievable review.
That
Mikey, you have to try it.
there's
It's
some really good, there's some
unbelievable.
really good, like, well, again, it's this area, man. Like, even in Jersey, you could get
Yeah.
some insane cheesesteaks, bro.
And
Like, just
Bob,
insane,
the people
just
at Angelo's
insane.
follow us. I think the guy who owns it is like a fan of Bob DeSports.
Hold that. What's the name of that
I'm
guy?
telling you, no, you just look up Angelo's Pizzeria and it's they follow me and I'm pretty sure they follow you and Bob DeSports. There you
Holy
go.
shit, they do.
Yeah, I'm telling you, dude. I think I've actually DM'd with them too, to
That
be honest.
is
There he
the
goes. There he goes.
quickest follow back I think I have ever given. I would love to do something with them. Oh my God.
Yeah, they follow us, Bob. They're a fine
Let me
establishment.
tell you something, D. I heard on the Sportsman Joe and Ticket. First off, me and Nairo were having lunch. I'm like, oh, Joe said they mentioned me in the Sportsman. Let me give it a listen. They fucking buried me for 10. They fucking, Mikey, we're eating
It's a
having
shame.
lunch. I was like, let's
That's a
listen to
shame.
that. We're eating lunch and these guys are fucking smoking me.
About what?
It was funny. To be honest, it was funny about how
Yeah.
just how nutty I am. And I didn't expect to get smoked for 10 minutes,
No, you.
but. I'm buying the cheesesteak. I have such a regret now of not getting the Angelo's there. I would wait 2 hours if need be in few places I
It's
would
an
do.
experience,
I
man.
would.
I'm so out of the loop. I didn't even know Angelo's was like the new place. Cause when I was
Oh.
younger, it was always like everyone always just talked about Pat's and Gino's. Those were the two cheesesteak places. It was either Pat's or Gino's, Pat's or Gino's.
There's
That
a
was.
new dog in
But
town.
what got
Yeah.
me excited was me and Joe had Geno's at the airport before we came back to we in Philly, before we came back to Philly.
How was
And they
that?
used like the steak. I thought it was amazing. I thought it was
Yeah.
awesome. But
Now
they
you
used
got
like the
Cooper Sharp or
steakums.
did you get Wiz?
Cooper Sharp.
So that's
Cooper
the thing.
Sharp.
Like Mikey, these Jersey places you were saying, do they have the option
Yes, they
of Cooper
do.
Sharp and
Cooper Sharp,
Geno's?
I feel like Cooper Sharp is like I don't know if it's the new thing. Someone might give me a history lesson on cheesesteaks. But again, when I was younger and I was like going to Philly and eating like that, like it was Whiz Wit. It was always the cheese whiz. That
Yeah,
was
yeah.
it what you were told. I was told explicitly that the order is Whiz Wit, which means cheese whiz, cheesesteak with wit mean peppers and onions, all the
Yeah, all
accoutrement.
the peppers are so
So
good.
I don't know if it's I now, but all I hear nowadays to the contrary is Cooper Sharp. Cooper Sharp. Everybody
Yeah,
talks about
sure.
Cooper Sharp. So I don't know,
Ace.
but they built a
Right.
new cheesesteak place down the road from me in Bloomfield. And man, oh man, this place is I've seen pictures. I have not eaten there, but it looks like the one that you posted from Angelo's. It looks exactly like that. And my God, I gotta get over there sooner than later because
I love Angelo's to sponsor a Breezy tournament, man. Could you imagine?
Breezy Jersey, by
Nah,
the
the
way.
South
New
Jersey one
Jersey.
would make a lot of sense. That
You
would be
imagine,
breezy.
Bob, the fresh Angelo's
That's
cheesesteak
not, and that's not
sandwiches.
that, that's not even that far south, really. Not as far as I thought it was, because it's only
Yeah.
45 minutes from me, which is not far at all.
Yeah, that's a great call out. I didn't know they follow us, so that's a quick. I was listening to a cheesesteak podcast, and they were saying that every.
Right,
They
time
were
out.
saying.
Time.
They were
Time.
saying
Time.
that
Time out.
every
Time out.
cheesesteak.
No. Time out. Time out. Time out.
They were saying,
You were listening to a cheesesteak podcast.
This guy is
You had the time
obsessed.
to listen to a
I got a lot of time.
cheesesteak
Well, yeah, I do have a lot of time on my hands. Yeah.
podcast. Joe,
I came.
I'm speechless. I'm without speech. Go
Mikey,
ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. I
these
really
guys
didn't.
have tried every cheesesteak and they said that each place has had their moment under the sun. Like it was Geno's for one time. It was this pork something pork place. Like they have their moment on the sun and you got to capitalize, but it shifted over the years, and now is Angelo's time they're talking about, and they talk about up and comers. I would go on a cheesesteak tour in a heartbeat. I in a
Well,
heartbeat.
Bob, I've said to you before, there's some great golf in Philly. We could go on a little trip, play some golf, and go and do the
Yeah.
cheesesteaks.
I
That's
don't
what I
even
did
need
with the
to.
guys. We would golf, and then we went to Delos Angeles. We went golf, and then we went to Angelo's.
Yeah.
And then you do a post-game golf cheesesteak
I'd
meal.
like
It's
to see like
unbelievable.
I'd like to see one of these cheesesteak places, like if they have like a time challenge for a cheesesteak, like eat
Oh
this piece of bacon X amount of
yeah.
time. Because that's something that I could really fuck up well.
Oh.
Like
I
I feel
agree.
like I could fuck up like a normal cheesesteak, but do it for time and
You
see what
could
their time is.
prep for that Mr. Beast
Did
challenge.
we hear
No.
back at all about that?
Haven't heard back, but I think we got some time.
Oh, hope we never hear back.
I got a feeling that that's not actually going down. I think that's something that they just throw out. If it is,
I pray
I
it's
think
not.
Mikey has a legitimate shot because he fits the. He's a perfect guy
That
to.
would be the jersey I'd wear when you do it too, because it's big and you would have some
You'd be
room. I
sweating
can't risk
bullets.
the stains on this piece. I don't want to do that. I don't
Ah,
want to do that.
Jesus.
I don't want to do that, Joe.
But the last thing I'll say with cheesesteaks, it's amazing that it really is. There's few ingredients, and yet every cheesesteak is so different. That's what's so amazing to it. It's steak,
Bob, so
cheese,
when you
bread.
search, did you just go on the internet and search cheesesteak
Just
podcasts?
Googled cheesesteak podcast, exactly what happened.
I have a very cheesesteak friendly for you page on TikTok right now, so everything is coming up cheesesteaks for me right now. It's all that comes up. Yeah.
Know, you're sick. You're sick.
Mentally, he's
No,
the
I
best out
get
of
it.
all of
Sick.
us. You do get it. You do get it,
Well, it's
though.
one of those things where I said it, I didn't realize how crazy it was, and then I sat on it and saw you guys' reaction. I was like, all right, that's a crazy thing to
That's
say.
crazy. And then
Cheesesteak
he's talking about the
podcast.
cheesesteaks like he's talking about a prize fighter. He's like, you know, they got this up and comer. He's really tracking well. He's gonna get his title shot. He's in the top 10 contenders right now. Like he's talking about cheesesteaks like they're prize fighters or like racehorses. It's
He told me and Ticket the other day he would fly to Philly just to go there and have a bite, one
I
bite,
would.
and fly home.
Yeah, I would go. Yeah, I really would. It's not a bad flight. I would do it. I'm not lying. I would do it in a
Up and
second.
down flight.
Yeah. My
Up
For
and
You
down.
page is cheesesteaks and Islam Makhachev. That's the two things you see is a
Jesus.
cheesesteak and an Islam Makhachev. That's all. It's crazy.
Oh,
Crazy.
God.
Cheesesteaks and Islam Makhachev could be
God.
the title of the podcast, by the way.
Very good.
Okay, let's head on over to the D-Man.
I gotta buy it this week, and I think no one would disagree with me. Michael, I
Oh,
actually
I
saw
thought
you
you were
put something
selling,
up.
dog. Go ahead.
I thought you put something on your Instagram. And you know what? Good for you, Mikey, because you have bought in the NHL playoffs. And
Oh.
again, another
Yeah.
unbelievable game last night. The Oilers
Oh.
scored with less, or sorry, the Knights scored with less than a second left to
Oh.
win the game. Unbelievable goals, every which way, crazy finishes, like insane back and forth. It has been, and by the way, the NHL playoffs have been doing this for some time now, but because
Yeah.
they have the coverage with ESPN, it's got more and more coverage than they've ever had before. People are noticing now how good hockey is,
I
and it
know.
has been unbelievable. And my team's not even in it, but every game I can't turn off. It's
Dude,
just,
it's.
you gotta watch. It's so fucking good. I think Biz and the crew from
Yeah, he's
TNT have been
awesome. He's very good.
unbelievable.
He's
They
very
bring
good.
another aspect of like humor and comedy to it. They're kind of becoming like almost like a panel like they have with the NBA, where it's
He's
really
great.
funny. You want to
He's great.
watch. I think the NHL has been, since the Nations Cup that they did, they have been on an absolute heater, and I gotta buy it because it's good to see people who don't normally watch hockey are dialed in and loving it.
Dude,
That's me.
I Biz had a it has been amazing. I even tuned into like the Knights Oilers, which I had no invested interest. I didn't bet it. I just turned to have it on. So awesome. So I agree. I think it's been incredible. Biz, there's a story that I will tell. Not now. I gotta wait till the end of the Internet Invitational of Biz calling me at 12 in the morning. It was like midnight, trying to get somebody into the Internet Invitational. It was one of the funniest phone calls, and he was like dead serious, but I couldn't stop laughing. So it was making him laugh. So he's like, I'm fucking serious, but we couldn't take it seriously because the way he was talking, he's one of the funniest. I did the live stream with them during one of the games. He's so funny. He to have him and
Awesome.
Joe in a golf cart together like we had for the Spinning Chiclets episode. It's one Yandel said to me, like watching them in the golf cart. He's like, you know, that's one of the dumbest golf carts you're ever gonna see. And he goes, you know what? He's like, the funny thing about that cart, and then Jet like cuts to them like looking at an ostrich or like a bird, and they're
Well, it's
both
a sandhill crane, Bob.
they're both like cracking up at it, and then Yandel's like, he's like, the great thing is one of them thinks they're smarter than the other one. Like one of them thinks they're
Oh, Jesus.
bone. If you could play that clip, it's so funny.
Do you think Biz and Joey Coldcuts are talking? Two Canadian boys? Nice as shit, but man, are they dumb.
Oh, look at them. What a dumb
they just
car.
Drive around.
Oh.
Joey's barrel fucking hanging around. But who thinks they're smarter than who? Who do you think's smarter than
him? Joe thinks he's smarter than Biz.
Really?
Biz is smarter than him, yeah, for sure.
I'm not smarter than anyone, you fucking assholes.
Dude, I'm smarter academically and socially. You are Biz.
I'm pretty smart.
You're smarter than Biz.
Book smart. I'm very book smart. I don't have a lot of common knowledge. No, I went back to school. I graduated
like
in
any
high school.
Animal? Silverback gorilla, where do they start? Like, where are they living?
Where are they living? Congo?
Now listen, I've watched this Biz now for a little while because of the commentary, the tabletop commentary he does for TNT or ESPN, whoever he works for.
The tabletop.
Whatever you call it. Now listen, respect to him, one to another. He's a hardo. He was wearing the Toronto Maple Leafs necktie.
He's a diehard fan.
Diehard hardo.
That hardo comment has really stuck.
No, but I'm gonna
He's
point
embraced
out
it, Bob.
Now who else is I've fully embraced it. I'm fully embracing it. I'm just gonna call a spade when I see another hardo. I'm gonna say it.
He'll DM
it just sounds
me.
Funny when he's calling someone else a hardo while he's wearing an Ohio State hockey jersey.
Correct. That's exactly right.
But I'm an admitted hardo though.
I know.
So it's like,
I think it took some time.
I've never been publicly labeled that. Now that I've been
I
publicly
would say,
labeled
Michael,
that,
it's
now
not necessarily even a bad thing. It just means you're very passionate about what you do.
Oh, Joe, I don't. I mean, I'm never going to change. I mean, I am.
Well, we know
that's
yes,
evidence.
That...
Yeah, I mean, you could say the same about both you fine gentlemen.
Of course, yeah.
The best thing, well, Mikey would like send me guys on Instagram and be like, that's a hardo. That's hard. I'd be like, yes, Michael, that is a hardo. That's a hardo, too.
That's right.
But after that episode where we called Mikey a hardo, you can tell it stuck with him. He sends a voice and I was like, Mike, do me a favor. Go up to Holly and ask her if she thinks you're a hardo. And he comes up and he's like, you can tell she has no idea you're recording. And he's like, Holly, am I a hardo? And what she's like, yeah, like sometimes
she hesitated. She's like, I would say, yeah, more than likely, yeah.
She's like, be honest with me. Tell me.
I did. I said, be honest. Yeah, I was like, just be honest. I was like, I don't care. It is what it is.
It is what it is, guys. And then putting the clips of him doing that butterfly with the tang top.
That was Spider-Man curls, Bob. Like anyway. Joe just said, that was the Nordic Western crane or sand crane, whatever.
Sandhill crane.
Ribeye in the sky. Look, I wish I could do some Spider-Man curls right now. Cause
come on, dog.
I'm shot.
You gotta get that back in shape.
You gotta see that Cairo, man.
Bones are just brittle. Absolutely brittle. All right, let's. We
well,
got
Mikey's
Mikey.
Got it.
Mikey for yeah. the Mikey for the buy or sell.
Yeah, I'm selling this week. Look, I'm gonna preface it with this. Has nothing to do with Trump, has nothing to do with politics. This Vanity Fair article that I it was spread all over Twitter. It's a recent article. It came out last week by this woman named Keziah Ware that works for Vanity Fair. The title of the article is Why Are Americans So Obsessed with Protein? Blame MAGA. From the Liver King to the Podcast Bros to RFK Jr.'s Make America Healthy Again constituents, America's infatuation with protein has reached a fever pitch and it's undeniably gendered. So this woman is claiming that protein has become a vessel for, I guess, the right-wing conservatives or Make America Great Again people, and that we've genderized a nutrient. Now a nutrient is genderized. So now an essential nutrient to life, protein, which you need to exist. Your muscles won't exist without it. That is now a specifically gendered thing. Men have monopolized protein somehow and have used it as a drive. This has gotten to a level, okay? This has gotten to a level now, guys, that we are beyond any type of intellectual thought, any type of intellectual conversation. We have gotten to the bare bones of stupidity. We have stripped down and deconstructed all intelligence to the bare bones of stupidity. We have nothing left, Bob. Nothing. We are We are disintegrating as an intellectual society. We have never been at a lower point. And it's because of fucking idiots like this who write an article saying that a nutrient, that's like me going out there and saying, you know, estrogen is undeniably gendered. No shit, because it's produced by women. This is the dumbest fucking thing that I've seen. And I can't deal with it anymore, Bob. We are so dumb. We are so fucking collectively dumb that it astonishes me. That's my cell of the week. Vanity, honestly, you're a clown show.
From both sides too. Like from the it's from both there's some ridiculous stuff that you'll see from right and left, like extremists. Like that is a crazy thing to say. But then you'll also see on the other way some crazy shit. Both sides you're gonna see some crazy, crazy shit.
You know what? Just here's my thing. Put your head down, wake up, go to work, and mind your fucking business and just handle your business at home. Handle your family, handle your friends, and don't worry about everybody. Everybody's so worried about everybody else. Just stay on your path. Tunnel vision. Put the blinders on and just go to work. Do what you got to do and make sure your family and your loved ones are taken care of. I can't deal with it.
That's an insane article. Just the title alone, it's crazy. It's crazy.
It's insane.
But again, it's from, but like, it's not even a political thing. It's just,
well, that's why I prefaced it. Forget about politics.
Yeah.
Forget about politics. It's like saying carbohydrates are undeniably gendered to female. It makes no sense.
Jet sent me a thing. We were cracking up. There was a Reddit thing of us, like people saying they were saying there was a guy saying what our political affiliation was and why
we've never discussed it.
Never want
people, by the way,
their golden rule, don't talk politics.
People can make their assumptions all they want,
correct?
It's fine, and but
yeah, it was the craziest, like it had no, like this guy was saying it like he knows for sure. And he was wrong. Like, it was crazy. Like, based off, it was funny. Like, even based off our golf games, like, somebody said that I swing the club. They said I swing the club like a liberal. Like,
what does that even mean? What does crazy. That even mean?
But he was like, Bob and Joe are far right. Perez is a left. Like, it was the craziest.
Perez lays up on par five, so he has to be a liberal.
And crazy.
He has to be a Democrat.
I find it funny as it's so absurd. But yeah, I mean, that's a crazy article. It's like, just crazy. I would think that people on the left can still look at that and be like, that's crazy.
I would hope so. I would really hope so. Or if you don't, then stop eating protein. You're never allowed to have protein again. Boycott.
People on the right. Days, Michael.
Let's see some of their It's crazy. All right, let's go on into our top five. Very good episode so far.
Long episode today. A little special long episode.
Yeah.
Mornings hit different.
They do. They always do. All right, Joey D won the last one on the Taco Bell. The sauces prevailed for the D-man. Some could say even helped. So Joey D takes another one. I don't know who came second, and that's on me.
I did.
Was it you?
Yeah. Michael did, I think.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to be doing top five worst sports franchises. It's going to be top five worst all-time sports franchises. Peter, what pick would you like?
I'm going to go with one.
Okay, Michael, what would you like?
I'll take two.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Take it away, D.
I think that we would all agree on this. I think when I think terrible franchises and just nothing to lay your head on at night, I'm going to go with Cleveland Browns at one. And I don't think it's particularly even close.
The factory of sadness.
It's just, I honestly feel terrible for them, but I don't know what they've had to celebrate.
It's a bad franchise. No question.
And by the way, Shadur is going to be terrible there too. So,
oh boy, Michael.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to baseball, and I'm gonna take the Mariners. The Mariners have not been. If you talk to any Mariners fan, they are one of the most. And I don't think it's about living in Seattle either. I think it's just the repeated absences from a World Series. I think the oldest MLB franchise. Without a World Series appearance, the Seattle Mariners.
Terrible.
I thought you were going to go Lions. I mean, Mariners are bad. I thought you were going to go Lions. They're just like although there's going to be some teams that we're going to mention that like are good now.
Yes. Yes.
But still haven't done. So I can see how that does. I will go Lions with one. And then give me the Clippers at two. And back over to you, Michael.
Clippers at two, you said, Bob. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to take in just a team that they played in a Super Bowl semi recently, but they've never done anything. The Arizona Cardinals. The Arizona Cardinals are just one of those teams that, like, again, they've had a few outlier years, the Fitzgerald years, but they're just in general, they're just not a good franchise.
Bad franchise.
The Arizona Cardinals.
All right, D-man. I'll go with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Mm-hmm. Terrible franchise. And then on the way back, I'm going to take the Charlotte Hornets.
Okay.
I hate to do this to Bob, but the New York Football Jets.
Yeah.
The Jets are a dumpster fire, man. And I have no room to talk. No room to talk, but the Jets are bad.
So bad. They're bad. You know who we're filming with Tuesday, Mikey, for a thing with Buffalo Wild Wings that I'm looking forward to? Sauce Gardner. Because he has like his own sauce.
Oh, yeah.
I think
yeah.
He's very into the golf space now.
I've seen that.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, look, you got to call it like you see it. They're bad. I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Pirates, who are
a
total dumpster fire. And then I'm going to go with the team. I'm going to go with a team that recently was in the Super Bowl, but just as an overall really bad franchise. Give me the Cincinnati Bengals. And back over to you, Mikey.
Yeah, I'm going to take. Again, this people are going to think the here and now with this team, but the bottom line is they've been in the league for almost 40 years and they have no finals appearances. Their all-time record is like 40% win percentage. It's the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves are a really bad, historically bad franchise.
Yeah.
Right now, arguably maybe the best player in basketball, Anthony Edwards. But
the NBA too. The NBA is interesting because, like, more so than any other sport, like baseball, it could be anybody. Football, it really could be anybody. You have an idea of who's going to do it, but like basketball, so like the Timberwolves are really, really good. Do they have enough to win the whole thing? I don't think so. And it's like, you just know who has it and who doesn't. And you don't want to waste these guys' years, but there's so many guys who just not going to get there, like Chris Paul. And like, they're so good, but just can't get over the hump. It's interesting. I wonder that with the Wolves, as good as they are. But yeah, I think that's a good one. Joey D, over to you.
I really wanted to put the Chicago Bears in here just to yank Mikey's chain, but they've won a championship, and some of these other teams haven't. And I'm gonna actually roast my own team. The Vancouver Canucks are
Oh no.
Not the Canucks,
I'm telling you,
D-man.
bro, they have
Uncle
never won.
Nick.
They have never, I li listen, they're my team. I love them. Over 50 years in the league, never won a Stanley Cup. They have been bad. They have gone through spurts where they're good, but they just can't do it. And I have accepted the fact that I will never see the Vancouver Canucks win a Stanley Cup in my
Oh,
lifetime.
whoa,
He's
come
talking
on.
like me with the Bears, man.
Come on.
Michael,
Sounds like
it's
me.
true. I don't
Sounds like
I
me.
would be shocked if they win in my
Come
lifetime. I
on,
really
D. Uncle Nick is watching this.
They
I
made a nice
understand. And you
little
know what?
nice little run last year in the playoffs.
Yeah, come on. We
Yeah, but
believe
that
in the
doesn't,
Canucks,
I mean,
Katie.
they just don't got the sauce, Michael. They don't got it. The other team I was going to say was the Buffalo Sabres are really bad too, but the Canucks, I have to put it because it's my team and it's
Okay.
been misery for a long time. And then the last one on the way back, I am going to go. I'll go with the San Diego Padres, just a team that I don't think may ever win as well. Just brutal.
It's a shame too, because like they have a good team like this year, but I don't think you can get through the
But Bob, when you
Dodgers.
have a guy like Soto and you let him go, and then you got
Oh, they're
guys like
terrible.
they're just they have good players. They had Blake Snell. They had a great team, and they man bad franchises manage to screw up good rosters,
Dude,
and that's what happens.
they had Manny Machado, Fernando
Oh my gosh,
Tatis, Juan Soto
Soto,
all on the
yeah,
same team. It's
forget it,
crazy.
forget it.
Back to you, Mikey.
I'm going to take, actually, Joe had mentioned them briefly, but I'm going to say there's one team out there that, for whatever reason, I hear more people complain about in the NHL, and that's the Buffalo Sabres. I
They're
have heard,
terrible.
I mean, I have heard people now. Buffalo's got it bad enough with the Bills, like the disappointments that they've had with the Bills, unfortunately. Like, but that's just disappointments. Like, the Bills have won their conference so many times. They've been so close so many times. The Sabres, from what I understand, are just
Just ask
people.
Lars Lewis.
Shout out Lars Lewis. Yeah.
That poor guy's been through the ringer with the Sabres,
He
man.
just goes. He
He loves them so much. He tells the owner to sell the team about 20 times a
sell
year.
the team,
Yeah, I've been down
Terry.
that road too. Sell the team. All right, Buffalo Sabres is my last pick. Bob, you got one more.
Everybody goes. Has everybody picked, or do
Yes.
you go back the
Yep.
other
No, this is
way?
it. No, this is it.
I'm between the Mets and the Oakland A's.
Yeah, A's would be good. Well, I mean,
Yeah,
I thought about the A's.
I think I'm gonna go with the A's, but the Mets are not far off, man. The A's are just like you look at one of their games, as the Yankees lost to them yesterday, but you look at their games, I mean, the stadium is a joke, and nobody's going. They have that top row just blanketed off by
Well, they're
like the
playing in
tarp.
Sacramento. That's like a temporary home for them now. But who knows what they're going to do when they get to the actual home, too. I
But
mean, they.
when they were in Oakland, it was
Oh, boom.
disgusting.
Yeah.
It was an absolute joke.
Bad.
So, I mean, I think this could go literally any way. Like, there's really no bad pick. Honorable mentions that didn't make it. The Sacramento Kings
Yeah.
are a
Washington
disaster.
Kings.
The Wizards are really bad.
San Jose Sharks, really bad, I feel
Yeah.
like.
And then another.
The Nets are another. The Nets are
That's a
like.
good one. I forgot
Yeah.
about that. The Nets
Yeah.
stink.
Nets stink.
The Nets, when they did that Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett trade and gave up
God.
every, and then they
Oh,
did it
God.
again.
Again with
They did,
Harden and Kyrie
oh,
and
and
Durant.
I'm a Nets fan. They're terrible. Between the Nets and Jets, oh my God,
All
is
the
that a
Jets and the
problem?
Mets. Mets, Jets, Mets.
Yeah. And then Carolina Panthers stink and have stunk for,
They've been
they had the
bad.
Jake Delhomme, the home years.
Yeah, at least, yeah, they went to
But
the
then they
Super
also
Bowl.
had Cam Newton year where they went to the
Yeah, they
Super
went to
Bowl as
two Super
well.
Bowls. That's right.
Yeah,
Yeah. Yep.
never got done. But yeah. All right, Mike, if you could read off the teams.
Yep. Joe, Browns, Cleveland Browns, Jacksonville Jaguars, Charlotte Hornets, Vancouver Canucks, San Diego Padres. I have the Seattle Mariners, Arizona Cardinals, New York Jets, Minnesota Timberwolves, Buffalo Sabres. Bob's got Detroit Lions, LA Clippers, Pittsburgh Pirates, Cincinnati Bengals, and the now Sacramento, the formerly the Oakland A's.
Sacramento Kings could have been on there.
Yeah,
Shout
you
out
know what? They
Frank
were a
Heinemann.
fun team though in that little window when they had Weber and Bibby
Oh
and
yeah,
they were
dude, that team was
fun. They were a lot of
awesome.
fun.
How about
Bob Christie,
what you know about
Vlade
Peja?
Divac,
What you know about
Pages. Know a
Peja
lot about
Stojakovic?
Peja Stojakovic. He was
Yeah,
smooth. He was
good
smooth.
stuff. All right, shout out Sean Frankenheimer, big Clippers fan by the way, still
Yeah.
riding.
The Nantucket native, Frankenheimer.
Yeah, that was one of the greatest things.
So that was bad. That was
I
bad.
got. I got such a kick out of that. All right. I
By
got
the way,
some.
Showtime's wedding is coming up. That's going to be an electric factory
Oh,
for
is
content.
that gonna be fun, man? Probably the most confident human being on the face of the earth, by bar none. But what a blast he is, man. All right, so that does it. Another edition of the Brilliant Dumb Show. I think a really solid edition here of the Brilliant Dumb Show, but I'm biased and I always will be. Dana
You got
White
an
coming.
hour and a half, dude.
Wow.
Hour and 20 minutes at least.
Yeah,
Oh.
really strong.
Ah.
Or we love you. We appreciate you. The Brilliant Dumb Show. The episode's name is going to be Cheesesteaks and Islam Makhachev.
Happy belated Mother's Day to all the
Happy
mothers out
belated
there,
Mother's
to
Day.
all our
Probably,
mother listeners.
and that probably won't be the
Love our
title
moms.
because we like clickbait on the title. So probably won't be the title. I got some cheesesteak videos to see. I'll see you later.